With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi apparently profited when a luxury Napa Valley resort won a COVID-19 bailout.
The Auberge de Soleil appears to be first rate in all ways but one. While the glamorous resort fills rooms that routinely go for $2,000 a night with A-list celebrities and tech titans, financial records suggest it did not provide much of a return to at least two of its investors, Representative Nancy Pelosi and her husband, Paul. That changed when it received millions of dollars in congressionally authorized COVID-19 relief funds in 2020 and 2021. A Real Clear Politics investigation analysis found that Pelosi's profits spiked from a variety of holdings that won significant government rescue funds, which amounted to $28 million, a total more than previously known. Bernie Bennett reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is backing a health idea proposed by incoming Trump administration cabinet nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Kennedy believes all pharmaceutical advertising should be banned from television as it was in the past. In a post on X, Newsom said he agrees, adding that the U.S. is just one of two countries allowing drug ads on television. Critics of the practice say the big pharma ad buys allow the pharmaceutical industry to control bad press in the media. Also at SRNnews.com, a grim discovery on a plane that landed in Maui.
Officials say Maui police are investigating the discovery of a dead body in a wheel well of a United Airlines plane after it landed in Maui. The body was found in the wheel well of one of the main landing gears on Flight 202, which arrived at the airport from Chicago on Tuesday. United Airlines said the wheel well of the Boeing 787-10 was only accessible from the outside of the aircraft, and it was unclear how or when the person accessed it.
This is SRN News. A religious freedom expert calls out mainstream journalism, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
By every measure, persecution of Christians around the world is getting worse by the year. But that fact rarely appears in reporting by major news media outlets. So says Dr. Greg Cochran of International Christian Concern, who goes on to say, quote, Western media, as a general rule, report the news confidently while remaining largely ignorant of the scope of the Christian persecution problem. He says Christian media must do more to fill the gap. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservators have uncovered eight angels in a historic Boston church that played a pivotal role in the Revolutionary War. The angels were painted in the early 1700s, but covered over in 1912 as part of a renovation of the Old North Church. Inspired by research showing the existence of at least 20 angels, conservators for the past 4 months have been removing the white paint that covered eight of them on the balcony arches. This is SRN News. Two astronauts stranded on board the International Space Station for 6 months, celebrating Christmas there.
With 16 sunrises and 16 sunsets a day, celebrating Christmas in space could be seen as a bit of a challenge. But astronauts on the International Space Station have created their own traditions over the last 50 years. According to NASA, the day is considered a holiday for all concerned, regardless of their faith or ethnicity. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have received fresh ingredients and gifts from home, sent via the SpaceX Dragon capsule. They'll enjoy a meal together, listen to Christmas music, watch films, and talk to their families back on Earth. If all goes to plan, they're due home at the end of March.
King Charles III says 2024 has been the hardest year of his life. He offered thanks to those who have cared and supported him and Princess Kate during the health battles in his Christmas message to the United Kingdom. More details at SRNnews.com.